This is Neville Collard here. I'm a Noongar man of Whadjuk, Yuwat and Balladon descent. And we're here today to talk about the pelican. What we call a Budalung or a Billabong. I think the Billabong name, which is used for the company and everyone, is associated to the pelican because it's pronounced Budalung and it sounds like it's Billabong, which is like a lot of our language. The Budalung is one of the biggest birds of his kind in the world, and they're very, very good fishermen and a fisher bird. When you see pelicans in a big group and they're swimming in the Swan River, they're actually hunting the fish, and there'd be a school of fish in front of them. And they'd be swimming with their beaks in the water and their mouth open, and they'd be taking fish into their bills until everyone's had a feed. It also happens in the Kimberley. I'll put this in even though it's not on the Swan River, because I've seen them fishing for barramundi in the Billabongs, in the Kimberleys, and they hunt in a big straight line. And they all there with their beaks in the water, and some of the barramundi they catch are 3, 4, 5, 6 pound. And when the Aboriginal people see them swimming like that, they know there's fish there. So they will then go along with their fishing lines and go and hunt the fish. There is a Dreamtime story about the Budalung, and that is that a long time ago, the eagle and the pelican were brothers, and they looked the same. One day they came upon a big swamp, a billabong, and they decided to break up and one go one end of the lake and the other one go to the other end of the lake. There were lots of fish at the end of, or gilgit, as we call fish. There's lots of gilgit at the pelican then, and he was swimming around and he was catching lots of fish. And when the egret came up, he asked the pelican, "Have you been catching any fish?" And the pelican denied that he'd been catching any fish. But what happened was he was catching so many fish that his stomach began to swell and he grew fat and his bill grew big to hold the fish that he was catching. Then one day the dingo, the mokine, or the Noongar dwert, saw the pelican. He was big and fat and he couldn't fly. So he tackled him and he attacked him, but the pelican was able to get away. And so whenever you look at the pelican, you can see the feathers all down each side of his wings are from where the mokine, the dingo, attacked him. But what happened was the egret, he came along and he helped the pelican survive. So now the pelican and the egret, they get on good and they work together. Now the egret, he's a part of a bigger family of ibis and spoonbill. And the Noongars call them kakabaka or gakapaka, whichever dialect you may come under. So they're the spoonbills, and the ibis, he's got a different name, where he's called Nullaking, part of that big family.